In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right, hour number three, myself. Oh, who we got? Charlie Grimes, our engineer, Andy Pate. We're laughing through the top of the hour break,
which
we enjoy. So we have a lot of fun on the show. We appreciate it very much. Thank you all for listening. Dr. Anthony Harper joining us now with some good news. Dr. Harper, welcome. How are you?
I'm very thankful, John. It's great to join you and Andy. And hot issues happening in Washington, D.C., as you know. I was at the White House yesterday talking with the press secretary, had a private meeting with her in her office last Friday.
Nice.
That was pretty intense, actually. I had some detailed questions about anti-Semitism, about protecting children being killed in abortion. And she won't answer my questions. She's having a staff person. They promised to give me my answers on this Friday when I'm scheduled to be back there. But it's really a challenging time for America, isn't it? What was talked about in the press meeting yesterday was the violence on the Temple Mount. And I know why it's happening, and I've sent a video to the press secretary and her staff, wondering if they will really pay attention. I hope that they watch the video.
So is it? I assume, though, it's a step in the right direction to at least even get a meeting with them, which you had not been able to do up to this point?
Right. You know, I tried and tried and tried to get an appointment. Finally got an appointment, got in there, and gave her my questions that are written down, highlighted in pink, regarding the children and so much more. But just waiting for those answers, trying to make a difference. And it's very intense to be there to report truth, because I meet a lot of reporters that are afraid to ask these challenging questions.
Sure. How much time did you actually get, Dr. Harper? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour? What'd you get?
5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes.
How many protections were there? Were you behind, you know, three levels of protective shields and glasses? Did they roll you in a bubble? I mean, how did they let you in?
No. I have the freedom to walk right up to her office. So
great,
as other journalists do. So it's just a matter of being with God's help and being persistent.
Dr. Harper, do you expect to get any real answers? And I simply say that because this administration toward Israel and toward the Jews is simply not positive.
Right. I'm expecting any kind of an answer will be an answer and will be helpful, because if they give answers that, you know, continue to show support for Iran and their it's really that is showing their anti-Semitism. And do they really want to be known for being anti-Semites? I mean, we hear people talk about race issues. The real racism is really it's a hatred of the Jews more than anything I can think about that our country, if there's racism, that's really is directed towards the Jewish people and our nation. Turning its back on Israel is a bad thing.
Agree.
Did you talk at all about the Israeli missile attacks that just occurred?
I addressed that in my email to the press secretary today.
Okay.
And more in light of what happened on the Temple Mount, and because in this video that is by Hananya Naftali, people can look him up on the internet, Hananya Naftali. But he's got a great video out about what's really behind all this. And it's Israel is not the culprit in this. It's the Palestinian terrorists, the whole thing. And Iran is behind all this terrorism.
Yes, and unfortunately we let them have billions of dollars to and you know, basically, you know, loaded it up in a C-130 and dropped it off on a pallet for them.
Right, and then, you know, refunding Palestinian Authority. Palestinian Authority, the people in that, they have a hate towards the Jews, and these UN agencies are very hateful, anti-Semitic, like UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Workers Agency, I've been reporting on. It's very troubling to see how quickly our nation is turning against Israel and against our Judeo-Christian values like life. And I'm thinking about more so that Democrat Party is the party of death, just like Dinesh D'Souza points out in his documentary, Death of a Nation.
Which was great, by the way. Hey, have we funded the PLO or the Palestinians in any way beyond just through Iran? I mean, have we funded them directly?
We've funded them direct. We've funded the Palestinian Authority directly, and I believe that that's been refunded, and the UN, the anti-Semitic UN agency, refunded or really planning to do it very quickly. And of course, you know, now with Iran making some kind of a deal, giving money to them again, it's all bad. I told the press secretary that we need to love the people of Israel, to love the Jewish people, to show love. They've been persecuted so much, and I've sent really key videos for them to know about anti-Semitism. It's very moving if they'll watch them.
Hey, Dr. Harper, I think during the Trump administration, there was really a lot of pressure building against the more aggressive terrorist groups in the Middle East through the Abraham Accords, because Trump was building, you know, relationships with various countries through the Abraham Accords. Do you see that just dying now with Biden in office?
I see it dying. I've been trying to get an answer from the Biden administration on the outcome of the Abraham Accords. And I've been able to get an answer on that either. But when I'm back to there on Friday, I will try to address that issue. You know, they're just they're not showing, this administration, not showing any signs of following President Trump's lead in this. But, you know, actually, President Trump was not perfect in all this. Regarding the peace plan, if you'd noticed that with Jared Kushner, there was a map that shows the Palestinian state right in the center in the heartland of Israel. That's totally unacceptable. There's a warning that God gives through the prophet Joel, chapter 3, verse 2. It says, "For God enters into judgment in the valley of Jehoshaphat, the nations that divide up his land."
What kind of role do you think Kushner really played in all this? Because I don't think it was a positive one.
Well, there were some good things, but as far as dividing up Israel, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know rabbis in Israel that believe that President Trump lost this election because of that peace plan and that map dividing Israel. But the Saudi prince has a lot of influence over Jared Kushner.
Okay.
They've been kind of buddies.
Dr. Harper, how do folks find out more about what's going on in your world?
Oh, boy. Very intense, John. Our website, imcnews.org, we have a YouTube channel, reporting the truth in the White House, and it's not easy. I would ask people to pray for me and my family, and I'm trying to lead the way and trying to encourage other reporters not to be afraid asking these challenging questions to pray that we can get our press access restored.
Good stuff. Dr. Harper, appreciate it very much. Keep us updated, as you always do, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
Have a great evening, sir. Be safe. We'll come back. We're going to talk to the co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking. So don't go anywhere. Flesh and Beck Law is up next. Kevin Flesh, anything you need legally speaking, Kevin is there. He'll answer questions. He'll help you with your case, whatever the situation. And even if you've got some business things that need done, he can help you with that as well. Find him at fleshlawfirm.com. That's spelled F-L-E-S-C-H, or 303-806-8886.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
A good shop is next. Don't forget, they've got three locations up north to service you no matter what it is on your vehicle that you need fixed on the collision side. In fact, they'll do just small dents and even a paintless dent removal if that happens where there's a hailstorm, things along those lines. So give them a call today, 720-541-7697, or find them online at klzradio.com.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All righty, let's keep moving on here. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and we've got our guests I've been mentioning here all day coming up with us now. Mike Kucharski, co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking. Mike, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. We appreciate you joining us. You are a guy that very much does a lot of what I do in the world. I'm still a worker and have a business, and we do a lot of not the same things you do, but I'm in sort of the microcosm of what you guys do. Let's talk about the trucking world and what's going on there, the compressed natural gas and some of the things that you guys have and the cost effectiveness of that and so on. And where are things headed, I guess? That's maybe the first question, Mike.
So, compressed natural gas has been out for a while in the long-haul industry. And the problem, there's a couple of problems with compressed natural gas. You know, people are moving to it. First came compressed natural gas, and then came liquid natural gas. Excuse me about that. Apologies. So there's two types of fuel. One's liquid, one's compressed. And what's happened in big rigs, the problem is there's really not that many natural gas stations.
Right.
All of America
right.
contains about 1,500. Most of them are private. Most
yep.
of them can't accommodate big rig trucks.
That's right. That's right.
So you could... Yeah, so you can only use it locally, long distance. Like, for example, UPS has a bunch of them, and they go, like, in a 150-mile radius, Or, if they do, they have to go from, like, let's say, one hub to another hub that has natural gas.
Right.
On those.
Yeah, we here in town, for everybody listening, we've got some trash trucks, Mike, that are doing some of that, and they run a fill station at night where they fill the truck up through the night. The trash truck goes back out the next morning, makes their day run, comes back. To your point, they're not long haul. They're doing it locally, and they're doing fine. But you're right. We just don't have the infrastructure for that.
The infrastructure is one of them. Another thing is the energy density from diesel. I was once talking to an engineer, and he's saying we haven't really found another
nope.
energy density
yet, nope.
Fuel like diesel.
We have not.
Compressed natural gas, yes, correct. Compressed natural gas is close, but it's lacking 20 to 30% less, and to move these big, heavy trucks, you need a lot of torque.
Right.
So, and what diesel does is give you torque to move these big rigs, especially through Denver, and another problem is, when you go to these big trucks through Denver, through the mountains,
elevation, that's right.
These trucks run completely different in elevation. You run them through Death Valley in 130 degrees or Las Vegas. Even the diesel trucks we have now, things are happening. Batteries explode at 130 degrees. A lot of things are happening. And they've ran these trucks, but for long distance, they haven't done it. One of my favorite examples is there's two places you can buy two trucks, two different trucks in the future that you could buy from Tesla, electric truck, or you could buy a Nikola truck.
Right.
And when Nikola designed his first prototype truck, it had a compressed natural gas generator on there that would run the generator and power the batteries so this truck could go long distance.
Okay.
He really quickly changed that into a hydrogen generator, you know, because of the infrastructure. And then I believe, I mean, I don't know all the details, but I think hydrogen is giving a little bit more boom for the buck to power those batteries so that the truck will be able to go long distance.
Hey, Mike, natural gas is clean, cheap, and abundant. And you're talking about, okay, does it have the torque for these large trucks? Why isn't it being used for small cars then? And
I can answer that one.
And thereby being perfected there and then bringing that to trucks.
And Mike, real quick, I'll answer that. Being I've got a car show I do on Saturdays, and I'll answer that. It's because of the simple storage of the gas and where do you put that in a car. And the average person, you know, Mike knows this, it's a little bit more, not little, it's a lot more technical filling up a vehicle with CNG than it is with regular gasoline. Mike, would you agree with that?
Correct. You know, Europe's been doing it for years, you know, to fill up the tank, you know, kind of like plug it in all night and kind of like, you know, a generator kind of, you know, fills you up. But also, you know, you're limited to go, and it's not a fat quick fill either.
Right.
You know, it takes like hours.
Yeah, that's why these trash trucks I was mentioning earlier, they literally fill up overnight.
Correct.
It's like you're almost like you're charging. Think of it as, you know, charging the batteries in your electric vehicle overnight. They're shoving that, you know, that CNG into the tank on an overnight basis as well.
Okay, can I jump in for a
sec? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm asking both of you guys, Mike, I'll throw this to you first.
Sure.
How big, first of all, real quick, how big is the tank of natural gas that you would need for a car? The tank.
Well, okay. Mike, why don't you answer that first? What's on a diesel truck? Let's start there first. I can answer the car side. You answer the truck side.
So a diesel truck, like say a long distance truck, something that would travel, like we're located in Chicago and Colorado, it will have between 200 gallon tanks up to 350 gallon tanks for a long distance truck and diesel it could take.
And again, because, and Mike, you said it earlier, you lose, and here at our elevation, you're losing about 25 to 30% efficiency or power, if you would. In other words, you need 25 to 30% more CNG to go the same distance you would on a tank of diesel. So, Andy, if a regular car, for example, has an 18-gallon fuel tank, if you're going to get the same range by using CNG, you'd need a 24 or 25-gallon fuel tank now.
Okay, so you'd need an enormous tank. I mean, could a vehicle be made whereas, let's say, this 25-gallon tank can be simply traded out, like you would trade out propane?
No.
You know, so they would pull it out, slide in another one, pull it out, slide in another one.
Not in the current configuration of vehicles. Diesel trucks would be easier.
To make a new one.
Yeah, if you made a new car around that type of a situation, possibly. Mike, it's easier in your world on the diesel truck side to possibly do that. It's very difficult on the car side to do so.
Correct. In the car, you kind of have to. The only time I've seen it is when they took the whole trunk and made it a huge tank.
Right.
But another thing is for safety reasons, like all the trucks put it mostly, most of the time they look at these tanks behind the cab of the truck. And there's a lot of safety involved also. So let's say like this truck gets in a huge accident, right? And it hits the tank and it crushes the tank. It has these relief valves that blow off and let all. So like if you hit the tank, instead of the tank exploding, this relief valve is going to blow off, and obviously the natural gas is going to escape into the atmosphere, so there's not an explosion through the top. And then, you know, for the car world, you'd also have to do something like that for when a car gets, you know, get rear-ended really hard.
No, exactly right. No, and that's and I've said this before on the weekend show, Mike, it's the reason why we don't have more CNG vehicles running around is the practicality of all of that. We have not fine-tuned that well enough. And partially, Mike, I think because of what you said a moment ago, it's still easier and cheaper to go fill up with gasoline or diesel fuel because the efficiency of those two is still extremely high. And yet, to your point, and part of what we're talking about here today, if we're going to move in this direction where we want cleaner, quote-unquote, energy coming out of these vehicles, as an industry or industries plural, we're going to have to do a better job of designing around these things. Am I right?
Correct. And, you know, one thing you missed that, you know, since the Obama administration, diesel engines and gasoline engines every year are forced to be more and more efficient.
Right.
So they're kind of catching up, too, because you could go, they do a lot more things. You could go longer distances. You have more power with less fuel. A lot of things are happening.
You're exactly right. And also, and I'm one, and I don't know about you and where you stand on this, but I'm one that says I don't want this stuff subsidized to incentivize individuals to go this way. I want the open market to determine what's the best fuel, what's the best way to do this, whether that's autonomous, you know, vehicles and they're powered electrically or they're CNG or LNG or they're diesel. Honestly, Mike, whatever direction we go, I don't care. I just want the market and you guys and even myself as users to dictate that, not the government to do so.
I agree. And one of the things that I always like to stress is when we come out with this technology, if, you know, we come with these hydrogen generators or the liquid nitrogen, whatever gas we're going to use, is that we test this before we push this product through just to say, hey, we got this vehicle that could operate. You know, we got to test it in the mountains. We got to test it in the desert. We need to test it long distance, you know, accident tested. Like, for example, Nikola, we made a deposit for Nikola trucks when they come up so we could grab some. And when Nikola started, you know, they said, listen, it's at least 2-3 years because we have to, you know, do all the crash tests for these trucks to provide to the government all the data. And they're right. You know, they must have built a bunch of trucks just to crash them and to test them, just to provide that data, because other manufacturers already have this data, you know, gathered through other equipment, and they're kind of like starting at square one,
right.
And starting all over the place. And for example, you know, they push the Tesla through, and you see these horde videos all the time with these Teslas on fire and exploding.
Yes.
You know, you don't want a truck to do that.
So question for you, Mike, along those lines, because I've been one where I have said for years now, and my prediction has been in the automotive, you know, / truck world that, you know, autonomous driving will come. It's in the future. Let's face it. You know, it's going to get better and better. And even some of the things you just mentioned will continue to get better. But I've always said, and this is right up your alley, so I want to get your opinion on this, but I've always said that autonomous driving will hit you guys first in the trucking industry long before it hits the general populace, because you guys have the ability to then, you know, cut back on driver expense. You could run a vehicle literally 24/7 as we even get different power plants where they can go farther distances. I mean, I see you guys as being, you know, prime for the autonomous driving end of things more so than the rest of the motoring public. What are your thoughts?
I'm all for autonomous driving. I think it's going to take a little bit to happen. It's going to happen. The biggest problem last time I talked to some engineers that were working with autonomous trucks is the truck sees the road, and it's called machine vision. So it's looking at the road, and the way it sees the road is it looks at the lines on the road, and that's how it sees the road.
Right.
The problem with that they were having is that, you know, if there's construction, there's no lines.
Right.
If there's frost or ice, they can't see it. If
there's
faded lines, the truck is blind. So that was the biggest issue, is how do we get this truck? And then you see the autonomous truck they did with the Budweiser thing.
Right.
You know, that truck went out on a beautiful, you know, summer day, on a beautiful, perfect road.
In the middle of the night and it was here in Colorado, in the middle of the night with no traffic as well, Mike. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, how does, you guys know, when you hit construction, you know, you guys are,
right,
we're human beings, and sometimes there's no line, so you're just trying to figure out,
right,
how to stay in your lane and not be crashed.
Exactly right. No, yeah, Mike, good stuff. I'd love to have you back. You speak, as you can tell, you speak our language. I enjoy it. This is good stuff.
Thank you guys for having me on.
I appreciate it, Mike, and best of luck to you. Appreciate it very much, and keep doing what you do to, by the way, have us with, since they do refrigerated trucks, he's delivering food and all sorts of other things we love so dearly. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I think it's great.
We appreciate that. We wouldn't have what we have without guys like him. So
absolutely.
We appreciate it. All right. Dave Williams, hang tight. He's filling in for Representative Dave Williams, I should say, filling in for Patrick Neville. We'll talk to him in just one moment. Affordable Interest Mortgages next. Kurt Rogers, get your free mortgage review today or anything else you need. Just a question even. Call Kurt up. He's gladly going to answer that. Never a problem with Kurt. Never a burden whatsoever. Just give him a call. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hey, Ruth Max is next, and one thing I've been talking to Dave about here the last few days, which honestly he and I really neither one thought about, but with all of the other shortages, Andy, that we're having across the board, guess what else is now in short supply?
What?
Shingles.
Really?
There are even certain shingles you can't get. And as a matter of fact, most of the suppliers out there are only going to allow folks to order up one of two colors of shingles. So
just make yours last longer.
Exactly. Because the ability to even replace your roof may get very difficult here in the not too distant. It's difficult now, and that's going to get worse in the not too distant future. So best way to do that, call Dave up, get a free roof inspection. If it's something where he can rejuvenate that, make it last that much longer, you'll save money in the end and have a roof over your head even as we head into next fall and winter. So give Dave a call today, 303-710-6916.
Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora started out as a traditional roofer, repairing and replacing asphalt roofs. But he got so tired of the unnecessary waste. The quality of asphalt shingles has declined in recent years, leading to less and less durable roofs, especially in Colorado, where high altitudes expose your roof to stronger UV rays that damage your shingles, combined with severe spring and summertime storms and more than twice the national average snowfall, you could end up replacing your roof every few years, paying higher and higher insurance costs. Roof rejuvenation from RoofMax offers an alternative to total roof replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof guaranteed. Because Dave has a background in roofing, he can provide any patches or small repairs your roof may need before applying roof rejuvenation. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Ever Accountable is a media tracker that measures your integrity online. With Ever Accountable, you and a friend you choose get a weekly report to your mailbox. That makes you your own big brother. Go to klzradio.com/men.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Representative Dave Williams joining us now, filling in for Patrick Neville. Dave, thanks for calling in and taking Patrick's place. And, you know, what are you today, the backup batter here?
I guess so. I'll try to do my best.
you always do fine. Love having you on. You do a great job as well. All right, talk to us. What's going on down at the Golden Dome?
Oh, man, it's sort of hard to start. And we just got done with our debate on the public option bill that's moving on to the Senate.
I had read today, too, and, correct me if I'm wrong, but I had read where did that thing not sit in, you know, either the floor committees, whatever, for some like 3 days or something? What went on? I mean, there was a lot of debate on that, correct?
Right. I mean, there was a lot of debate. There was a lot of negotiation back and forth from the hospital and healthcare providers with the bill sponsors themselves. That thing ended up being delayed easily by a couple of months. And then we finally had debate on it after the bill sponsors watered it down slightly, but it's still a terrible bill. What it's going to do is it's going to increase costs, it's going to decrease access, and ultimately it's all, you know, driving towards a single-payer system, which the Democrats have been trying to push for
sure,
you know, several years now,
right,
in Colorado. It's a bad deal, and it's not going to do anything that they claim it will do other than drive your doctor out of the state and drive your health care right. options and insurance options
so
out of the state.
At the end of the day, give us less choice, not more choice.
Exactly. And then we got this monstrosity gas tax bill that they're trying to say will help out transportation. It's actually a very deceptive bill. It doesn't do anything to help transportation. If anything, it discourages,
right,
you know, people from actually using their vehicles and tries to give subsidies to green energy type mandates and their special interests. It creates this fee scheme that violates the will of the voters. They tried to get around what the voters wanted by breaking up these entities into three separate enterprises, so as to avoid the threshold by which we'd have to ask the voters for permission. They want to put more money into what they call multimodal, which is really just public transit. They want to do everything they can to keep you out of your vehicle, and they don't want to build roads. They don't want to maintain what's currently in place. They want you to essentially, take a bus or a train or whatever green, crazy idea they have in their mind.
To highlight, Dave, what you're saying, I'm going to give some highlights out of the bill so folks can really correspond with what you're saying. And by the way, I believe you're correct. It adds 27 cents in fees to deliveries. It creates up to 30 cents in fees per ride share. $2 per day fee on car shares, increases registration fees for electric vehicles, which, by the way, that's probably the only thing I'm for in this, temporarily reduce registration fees for everyone else for 2 years. But keep in mind, that's a temporary. And then you also would add new fees at the pump on top of everything else I just said.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I'm still going through it. It's 197 pages. They give it to us at the last possible moment towards the end of the session. And it's a $5 billion fiscal impact to the state. And they expect us to kind of just rush it through, here at the 11th hour.
That's why they're doing it, Dave. You know that as well as I. Just vote on it first, read it later.
I think that's what most of the Democrats are going to be doing. They're relying on their leadership to tell them, how to get this one through. And, of course, Polis is only doing this, for his own re-election bid. Most of what we're talking about here is nothing more than a taxpayer-funded PR scheme by the governor. He's trying to follow through on his promises, and he's trying to show swing voters that he's doing something for them. And in fact, he's only wrecking our state and our way of life. And then there's the gun bills. The gun bills are.
Let's talk about that too.
They're making their way.
Yeah, let's do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're making their way through it. One, I think this just got out of committee recently, was the new Office of Gun Violence Prevention. It's really nothing more than a taxpayer-funded entity to figure out how we can, in Colorado, institute more gun control. So they're going to take your money and figure out how to infringe on your rights more than they're doing right now. Then you have another bill that's working its way through the process to expand background checks and eliminate what they would deem as loopholes within the system, and increase prohibition. So if you have a misdemeanor, a violent misdemeanor, then we're not going to let you own any firearms. It's actually very misleading what they're trying to do. It has none of this, mind you, is going to actually prevent gun violence. It's just the absurdity and the mental gymnastics that they're going through to violate your rights is astonishing. And I've been here for about 5 years, and it's the worst I've ever seen.
One of those bills, to make sure that I'm saying this correctly, I believe it's House Bill 1298, adds misdemeanors in Colorado to the list of things that prohibit you from buying a gun as well. Am I right in saying that, Dave?
Yep, that's correct. That's correct.
By the way, some of those being, for example, not that I approve of this because I never would. I don't think being cruel to an animal is any kind of acceptable behavior. But I will also say, Dave, that I don't think that should preclude you from owning a gun either.
No, it shouldn't. I mean, these guys are, what they're claiming is that this is necessary because the individual that engaged in the mass shooting in Boulder, had this law been in place, then he would not have gained access to firearms. And we've always tried to argue, the point, hey, if someone has intent
to murder someone,
right, they're going to get it anyway.
That's right.
So,
well, the other thing real quick for those of you listening that are in this list of misdemeanors are things like, again, I would never advocate or condone child abuse because it's awful and I don't think that should ever happen. Although, Dave, I also know that in our day and age, you can be, you know, have a misdemeanor child abuse charge when in fact you never abused anyone, but because of certain circumstances or what someone else said, that may very well get pinned on you, and now you can't own a gun. That's why I don't agree with these sorts of things.
Yeah, that's correct. That's absolutely what's happening here. And it doesn't end there. I mean, it's you go from one issue to the next. Now they've introduced late bills on so-called tax reform, especially during a time where small businesses and our economy were trying to recover from the government shutdowns, the forced shutdowns.
Right.
They're trying to take away certain business deductions that these business owners rely on, you know, to help have a healthy bottom line and, you know, reinvest into their business. I mean, on the face of it, what they're claiming is, you know, we want to remove all the special interest type deductions, but that's not really what's going on. And I still haven't even seen the bill text of that, but they're doing everything they can to increase, you know, the tax revenue coffers without actually going to the voters. And this is one way, you know, they're trying to do it. And what's driving this mostly is that they are afraid that redistricting might actually create a situation where they lose some measure of power, especially in the state Senate. So that's sort of the feedback that I'm getting from the Democrats, that hey, it's time to go ahead and get all these things passed before it's too late.
Hmm. Okay. What else? And by the way, I agree with you. I think that's what they're afraid of too. I would agree with that. I think that's spot on.
Right. Right. I mean, there's a number of other things. If you're concerned about sanctuary cities, there's been a number of bills that, you know, in and of themselves, you know, they kind of seem innocuous, but when you actually stack them on top of one another, it's very clear that, you know, Governor Polis is breaking his promise to the voters. I mean, he was asked during the 2018 campaign, you know, if he was going to turn Colorado into a sanctuary state, and he said no, he wouldn't do that. But here we are seeing legislation where they take taxpayer money, for instance, and create a legal defense fund for those who are here unlawfully but yet are facing deportation. You know, there's instances where we're giving public benefits to those who are not lawfully present, which is not something we've traditionally done in the state and is certainly prohibited at the federal level. They wanted to create a, quote, Office of New Americans, which is a wild misnomer. Really what they are trying to do is they're trying to redefine what it means to be an American. And this is a debate we had recently on the floor. I got up there and I said, look, you know, we're trying to, in essence, through this legislation, trick the public into thinking that these individuals are Americans when they have never gone through the naturalization process and have earned the right to be, you know, an American after, you know, they've waited in line. But here we are, the state creating this new office where they help dole out benefits from the taxpayers. The list goes on and on. There's tons of criminal, quote unquote, criminal justice type issues that the Democrats are trying to pass. And again, in and of themselves, they're kind of innocuous. But when you stack them on top of one another, really what it is an attempt to let criminals loose on our streets, mm-hmm. to, you know, prevent law enforcement from being able to do their job. And, you know, some of these measures they're doing are somewhat justifiable and there is some merit, such as when it relates to the sealing of records, arrest records when there's no conviction. That kind of makes sense. But there's others where they try to essentially depopulate prisons and jails, you know, and they let out, you know, some of the best of the worst, in other words, right? So if they feel as though that you've been disadvantaged or slighted by society in some way, they want to get you off the street regardless of the crime that you may have committed. They're out of control. This is the worst I've ever seen it. And, you know, the only light at the end of the tunnel here is to organize for election victory.
Right.
Come 2022.
Right. Last one in closing, Dave, where are we at with the fraudulent unemployment that's been paid out by the state? We've heard that they're going to just try to write off X amount of those losses, which, by the way, never happens. I, as an employer, will be making up those losses at some point in the future. I guarantee you that. Where does that stand right now, and why are we not doing more to find that money and get it back even?
I suspect that what they're going to do is they're going to do some prosecution, but most of this is going to be swept under the rug. The governor has no interest in finding those bad actors or prosecuting the fraud that's occurred. It's just they want people on unemployment. They don't care that criminals exploited the system. They'll say they do, and you'll even have the attorney general stand shoulder to shoulder with the governor saying, "Oh yeah, we're going to prosecute those bad actors." But I can tell you, I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, we've had legislators in this building who've had their identity stolen in order to get unemployment claims, and we really haven't seen any prosecution or investigation or movement on the matter. So I'm not going to hold my breath. I think it's basically what you've just pointed out. It's probably not going to really be prosecuted.
Dave, as always, we appreciate you filling in for Patrick, and you're always welcome anytime, Patrick or not. We appreciate all that you're doing, sir.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, Dave. I appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. Novus Auto Glass is up next, and they want to take care of everything you've got going on when it comes to your vehicle and your vision needs. That's probably the best way for me to say that. So you can find them, by the way, by going to our website, rushtoreason.com/Novus. If you go to klzradio.com and look for the Novus page there, you can fill out the form there, and they will send you the little windshield Band-Aids. Also, where you can actually put that on if you get a chip and protect it before you get it fixed. So it's really easy. RushToReason.com/Novus or go to KLZRadio.com.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. All right, Andy, you ready for building electrification movement?
Sure.
It will not.
You know, I wake up every day thinking about it.
It's not going to be that far down the road. In fact, it's already coming to where if you go to buy a new home or even do a remodel of your current home, you will no longer be able to buy a gas furnace, a gas stove, a gas hot water heater, a gas dryer, because there is going to be a huge movement in Colorado. It's already underway to make you use all electric appliances instead.
Yes, I know of this, and it's completely idiotic. So we're going to go away from burning the cleanest thing we possibly can to electricity, which, number one, has to be held by minerals that are largely distributed by China. And number two, you go through a lot of things that make a lot more pollution in creating the electricity.
Yep.
Lose, lose, lose.
Yep.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
We have, for all of you that may not know this, maybe you just moved into the state, we have some of the most abundant and inexpensive natural gas anywhere in the entire planet.
Huge. What do you think is beneath all that shale?
Gas.
Yep.
Good stuff, by the way.
Oh, it's awesome. And it's easy to drill for. It's cheap.
And by the way, for those of you that may not know this, some may know this, some may not. First of all, nothing beats, in my opinion, a gas stove. I know there's some of those new induction things that people swear by. But
I do love my induction. I will say that. But I love gas, too.
There's nothing better, in my opinion, than a gas stove. And by the way, price difference, the inductions cost more. So it's cool technology. They
much
work
more.
But you got to two things. They cost more, and you got to use a special pan, correct, to use them.
Yep.
Because it's a not going to get into all the details, but induction is cool. It works, but it's not gas.
Right.
Okay? Second of all, if you've ever used a gas dryer versus an electric dryer, you'll never use an electric dryer down the road again because the gas dryer will dry the clothes twice as fast.
Well, it's great. It's great stuff.
No comparison.
And by the way, John, you know, I've reminded people of this before. Let me say it again. Land usage.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you were to cover Wyoming top to bottom, about over half of it with windmills, okay, or solar panels and such, you would put out about the same amount of energy as one natural gas well, which is about the size of KLZ.
Yeah.
Okay, it's small.
None of this makes any sense.
Right.
But my point is this. As we try to help you in the future, here's another thought for you. Given the fact that appliances are already in short supply, if you're thinking of doing any of these things around your home, my advice is I would not delay. If there's certain appliances or even a furnace in your home and you're looking to do some upgrades of any of those items, I would be doing those now, not later, because A, the price is going to increase and you may find yourself in the not too distant future not even being able to replace what you currently have without going full electric, which might even get way more expensive because of the retrofit you'd have to do.
Yeah, here's my question. Are they going to grandfather things in? I mean, if you have the natural gas setup, will they make you take it out anytime soon, or is that going to take a while?
Well,
I would assume that's going to be
what they're going to currently do now is, like City of Denver, for example, is incentivizing you, quote-unquote, to do this, which always means, Andy, that once that incentive goes away, it will be a mandate. That's always how this works. Am I right?
Yeah, always.
So to answer your question now, yeah, you'll have some choices, but will you down the road? I don't think so, no.
It's insane, John.
It's like light
bulbs. We need, look, it's this election. I know people want to write off Colorado for good and say it's all hopeless.
Oh,
it's
no,
all done.
We can get this back.
This election in 2022
right.
means everything. If you want Nanny to be out of your life,
you better
it's
vote
coming
our
in
side.
2022.
Yeah, because again, another example of
I don't
what
care if you're a lifetime
about
Democrat.
Here. Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
Unless you want to pay a lot of money to live in your home. And by the way, the cost of electricity to run a lot of the appliances I just mentioned is far greater than the natural gas cost
oh,
to
yeah.
run the same appliance.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what they tell you. They're lying if they tell you it's going to be cheaper. It won't be.
And that's with electric having to compete with natural gas in Colorado. What happens when you remove the competition?
Well said. All right. Extreme Auto Repair. Folks, keep that vehicle running as long as possible. It's the cheapest thing you can do. Keep it on the road. Make it last long. Keep it maintained. And I always say, and I will always continue to say, maintenance is much cheaper than a repair. So get that done today. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy, Charlie asked a really great question. Why are we moving this direction as a state? Is it because of the house explosion or other things we've had happen on the gas end of things? And I would say, nope, this is just part of that whole, you know, Ocasio-Cortez or whatever
pure
you
activism.
Here, AOC. It's pure activism.
And by the
Bernie,
way,
Bernie, her, AOC, and so on.
Keep in mind, every step we move toward more electric dependency, we move toward more China dependency. You do realize that.
Yeah, because of the circuitry and the things that it takes to even build a plant today.
Oh, yes. They dominate rare earth minerals. They dominate the production of these things, these components. My gosh, the more we need that, the more we need them.
Yeah.
The more we need gas, the more we can be
self-sufficient. Bad idea, by the way, folks. So any of you that might know anything about this or have any insight into this or the ability to fight against it, we need to. This is a bad idea for Colorado. So, Andy, thanks. Charlie as well. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Health and Wellness Wednesday. Don't forget the first hour replays next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.